Hi, I'm Brooke Benscooter, and today I have the opportunity to visit with Jan Fried, also known as Dr. Jan, and today we're talking about her new podcast called Becoming a Sage. This will be the introductory podcast, and from here you'll get all sorts of great information. We're going to talk about what Jan's vision is for this, as well as what she's hoping you'll learn and how you might contribute in the future. So Jan, for people who don't know you, what I'd like you to start with is, how did you get here? And talk a little bit about your background.
So for 30 years, I taught at a small college business management leadership. And my mentor, who was actually in Chicago, said to me that I need to become familiar with this concept called saging, which is just another word for positive aging. But I went through a certification program with Saging, and it's SAGE-ING, Saging International, to become a certified Saging leader. And after doing that, my mentor said, you know, become certified. He said, you need to ride the wave of baby boomers into retirement because they're really not going to know what to do with themselves. And so after the certification, I really got involved, and I've been doing a lot of writing. I had a leadership book come out in 2013 called Leading with Wisdom, Sage Advice from 100 Experts, which really integrates leading with saging, because one of my themes is it's really important to lead your best life, and the most important to lead is yourself. So I kind of weave those two themes together.
So talk about how you came up with the name of the podcast, Becoming a Sage. Talk about what people will actually get here.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons why I like the phrase becoming a sage is because as human beings, we're always evolving. And so really, instead of aging, we really are evolving. And so becoming is just like an active word, and we're never quite there, but becoming a sage is a long process and it's a journey. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about health and wellness and nutrition and yoga and various aspects, learning about some of the issues that people encounter in 50 plus and second half of life. We're going to be talking about retirement, although I'm on a journey to retire the word retirement. We're not retiring, we're moving on. So we're going to be talking about all the issues that people kind of encounter and opportunities, growth opportunities, how we can continue to grow and evolve as we gain in life experience.
So what's the vision? You've talked a little bit, but you're not just talking about health and wellness and nutrition. There are lots of parts of life that really are different once you hit that magic 50 number.
Yeah, it is interesting how life changes, and we really have a new life stage. Some people are calling it, you know, second half, third chapter, second adulthood. We really have a new phase of life from like 50 to 75 where people are healthier, they're more active, and because we're living longer, what are we going to do with that phase? So my podcast, the vision, is to start off with interviews with some experts, really thought leaders in various areas that I mentioned, and then move into, you know, my ultimate vision would be to have a call-in radio show where listeners call in with questions and we explore that. Kind of the Delilah of second half of life.
Cool. But we're probably going to end up having people submit some questions podcast.
Yeah, right? I absolutely would love...
Yeah, you want this to be interactive eventually.
I want it to be interactive. I want people to, and I really want to be able to address the questions that people have on their minds. And so, absolutely, I would want people to submit questions, you know, even for the interviews or call in with questions eventually. I really see kind of an interactive radio show. And why is because I really want to spread the message. This is I have a whole library. This is something I've been studying for at least a decade, and I really want to help spread the information of what I've learned.
So as you talk to people, what are some of the misconceptions about aging?
I think one is so many people look forward to retirement, and then when it comes, they're scared to death. And so the whole idea of preparing to move on sooner than when you just move on, that's one. I think another is people, you know, the whole word retirement is kind of negative. I mean, it kind of means put away and it's expired, you know, it's retired. And so, you know, I really want to help people understand that it's a great growth opportunity and there's so much to learn. And people in 50 plus have so much wisdom and so much to give back. So how to really use, you know, rechannel that energy and that wisdom. I think that's another one. I think there is something as a midlife crisis. I think when people don't intentionally study this phase of life and when they don't know what's going on, then they do some crazy things and they make some odd decisions that really, had they put some more thought into it, probably would not have hurt so many people or, you know, would have had a better plan where everyone's kind of happier in the end.
So if listeners to today's podcast and your future podcasts, where you interview all sorts of really awesome people, I've seen your list and I'm excited, and you have some great knowledge that you're going to bring forward. If people have questions or want you to address something specific, how do they reach out to you?
Well, a good way to do that would be, you know, I've got a website, which is janfreed.com, Jan with two N's, Freed with two E's. So one way is through my website, and on my website, there's a contact me section. You know, my email is janfreed@janfreed.com, two N's and two E's. Those would probably be the best ways to reach me at this time, and I would love to hear from people, and then I could plan podcasts around some of those questions or make sure those questions get addressed.
So when you talk about visioning for yourself, you talked briefly about maybe doing the radio show in the future. Mm-hmm. What other things, you're really recreating yourself. How does what the journey you're taking actually help you create the podcast and help others see how they might recreate themselves?
That's an excellent question. And I actually love your word recreate, because what's become popular is reinvent. And, you know, I could do a whole podcast on that's really not what we do. We recreate in terms of take what we learn and our strengths and kind of rechannel those. So for myself, what's been interesting is I have lived this transitioning out of a full-time professorship and endowed chair position into this kind of leadership development, change management work where I weave in saging concepts. But ultimately, you know, I often say I'd like to be the Dr. Ruth of second half of life. So I'd love to have a radio show. I'd love to have a magazine column. I do a lot of writing on this topic. I have a blog on my website, so you could subscribe to my blog and that could come right to your email. You know, I'd like to have a variety of avenues, really be the local, regional, national expert on kind of this topic, because it is something that I find myself thinking about a lot as I'm in this line of work and in this phase of life myself.
So far, as you've been in the phase of life yourself, what are some of the things that have worked for you?
I think being really thoughtful and intentional about some of the decisions that I've made in terms of staying relevant and engaged and connecting. I mean, I probably got a little overcommitted at the beginning, so I'm trying to still kind of figure it out. It is kind of a puzzle, but I really think it's important to, if you're going to age gracefully and continue to be on this journey of becoming a sage, you do have to read and think, and a lot of it has to do with mindset and being positive. And it's kind of interesting because so many people in this phase of what they call retirement focus on where they want to live. And a lot of people are, you know, picking up and moving or getting a second home if they can afford it. And I don't mind. We're in Iowa, you know, escaping some of the Iowa winter, I totally get. But part of being a sage is really having deep roots and a sense of community and giving back. And so what some of the real experts in this say is it's not where you live isn't as important really as your tribe. Who are you with? Who are you surrounding yourselves with? And are you surrounding yourself with people that are, you know, healthy and in a good mindset and positive? I mean, one of the things that I like to say is when people say, why is this even important? It's important because if you do research, the statistics say that divorce in 50 plus is higher than the normal divorce rate. Alcohol and substance abuse, it's the fastest growing segment entering treatment programs, not the largest, but the fastest growing. Suicide in white males in 50 plus is higher than the normal average. Depression in 50 plus is higher than the average. I mean, these are not positive trends. So I would say a lot of those trends are, you know, people who have not really done the inner work. So much of society on age, well, society emphasizes anti-aging, and saging emphasizes inner growth. So the focus is internally. You know, how can we grow internally and really become whole people and know who we are? And society wants to focus on youth and anti-aging. And so those are concepts that we'll explore in podcasts, future podcasts.
I'm excited. It sounds great. And I think you're absolutely right that we always are being told how we cannot grow old. Mm-hmm. And the fact is we all do,
right,
no matter how. So I'm excited to hear the rest of your podcast, and I'm glad we had this time together to talk about what you're planning. And I encourage your listeners right now to make sure that they sign up so they can know when the podcasts are, new ones are put up, but also take a look at the older ones if there are some that they've missed.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And I like to close by saying that, you know, may the rest of life be the best of life. Because if you don't believe that, where's the hope for the future? So let's hope that the rest of life is the best of life. Thank you.